Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. On the program today, John Lervakis of Advanced Research Corporation, a small business in our community. He's also been the Small Business Person of the Year. He's involved with the Lincoln County Technology Solutions Alliance. He's the chair of that and working as well on the Oregon Observing Initiative, Yaquina Bay initiative anyways. And thanks for coming on the program, John.
Well, thanks for having me, Casey.
We're going to have a great discussion with him today, and we'll try and keep up with him. But before we get to that, let's go briefly to Lincoln County's homepage and look at what's new and the latest news. Of course, our Lincoln County Fair is coming. This is presented by the Town and Country Fair and Rodeo now, and that's July 8th, 9th, and 10th. So there's information and links to all the activities that are going to be happening there. Let's go Lincoln County for summer activities. Belinda Judelman's been working on this. She's an AmeriCorps Vista, and they've got a great calendar of events of affordable things that you can do with your family. There's also a link to the Ocean Observatory's initiative, some more information, things we'll be discussing today with John. You can find that there as well, and many other links. Of course, you'll find your weekly agenda for Lincoln County, and we have a packed meeting this Wednesday. You are welcome to come. That's at 9:30 a.m. in the Lincoln County Courthouse. We've got just so many things on that agenda, and I'm really not going to get into that and highlight it right now, but I do want to remind you, if you can't make it to the meeting at 9:30 a.m., you can stream the meetings usually in about one working day on Lincoln County's website. So we encourage you to come, but if you can't, we do want to provide what happens in those meetings for you there. So those are a few things from the county's agenda, and I think we should just start our program and welcome John Lervakis. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You know, John, I have to say, I guess now that I've been thinking about it, I first met you at Leadership Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And you were very vocal in that group and just had a lot of interesting things to say. And I thought, who is this guy? And it's just really interesting to talk to you and see how your history has already unfolded here. But could you give us a little background? Of course, you have Advanced Research Corporation, but where were you before you came and when did you come to Lincoln County?
Well, we got here about 4 years ago. We moved from Colorado, my wife and I, Melody. And the business I have, Advanced Research, I've been running for about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my career field really has been in GPS, the Global Positioning System, those satellites that tell you where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I helped work with the Air Force to develop the whole ground control system for the satellites. And
wow.
I've been working on and off with them. On that. And I continue to have Advanced Research still has consulting with the Department of Transportation on that. So we arrived 4 years ago. Our kids had grown up and moved out of the house, and the house was a little large, and we decided to move to a smaller place. And rather than just stay in Colorado, we said, let's come out to the coast. And my wife loves to volunteer at the aquarium, so mm-hmm. Newport seemed the place to be. So I established my business here, but after arriving here, I had hired an employee, and the reason I hired an employee was because I had counseling through the Small Business Development Center to start to grow my business from just a one-man consulting business. But I talked to my employee, Jed, and said, what can we do that's on the ocean related? And we got started in some work with wave energy and then fisheries. So the business now is doing consulting for GPS and also supporting fisheries, including the salmon fishery off the Pacific Northwest and now the Gulf of Mexico, some fisheries down there.
The chamber was fortunate to walk through your offices, learn about the kinds of things that you're doing. And so I'm kind of curious. You came here in kind of a consulting, really was your emphasis. What made you talk about that experience with the Small Business Development Center and what made you decide to begin expanding? I mean, had you thought about that prior to coming here that you would branch out this far?
No, I was thinking I'd just consult. I got a little office at SeaTown and just sat there all by myself answering the phone and reading reports and writing up memoranda. But then I met Guy Faust, who's the director for the Small Business Development Center here, and he said, you really need to talk to Ron Spiso, Ron is the head of the Small Business Management Program, and he offers a class in helping small businesses grow. And one of the things I early realized was I needed that help. As I mentioned earlier, Casey, my degrees are in mathematics, which doesn't seem to have much marketing or business side to that. So I got set up with Ron and started on a 2-year course on how to manage a small business.
Yeah.
Very helpful. Two other things he suggested I do. One was to join the chamber, which I did. Chamber is an amazing experience because every Friday we get to hear from people from all over the county talking about what's going on. The other thing was, as you mentioned, Leadership Lincoln. Great course, took a year. And you make it sound like I was there more than I was. I think I missed about half the meetings and had to do makeup sessions with John Baker. But that exposed me to everything that's going on in the county, and I immediately got to know who is here in the county and what institutions we have. Very helpful.
It seems to me that we have quite a bit of resources actually here for small businesses to expand and explore their potential. When you were in Colorado, was there a difference about this community? Was it just the proximity because it's kind of smaller that allowed for you to kind of see these avenues of possibility?
Well, Colorado had certainly more capacity to support small businesses, but at the time I didn't know what I didn't know. After running advanced research and really taking it off and then failing and then coming out here and going, I don't want to go through that failure again, I realized I needed to ask a lot of questions. So I leaned heavily on our small business group. Back in Colorado Springs, we had a technology group, and I really was excited about that. So when I came out here, I asked Ron, so where's the technology group?
Right.
He says, we don't have one. I said, well, let's start one. And we started the Lincoln County Technology Solutions Alliance, which really fosters an understanding and use of technology here in the county. And I've been proud of that group. A number of people, Kurt Abbott and Ron and others, Paul Lucas, have really helped make it happen. We've invited high school students to come in. We've had about 6 different high schools come in and talk about technology they're involved in. And then we've had talks on wave energy, ocean observation, the smart grid program that Central Lincoln's got, just all kinds of technology happening right here in the county.
If the average guy wants to become part of that group, is it open just to anyone?
Oh, absolutely. To join and to find out more, just go to lctsa.org. We have a website, and you can get on our mailing list, and you can learn about the meetings we've had and the meetings that are coming up.
I guess to throw in a little primer here, where we're eventually going in this conversation will be, working our way towards the Aquinabay Ocean Observing Initiative, talking about the economic potential for new business with, becoming a research hub and NOAA and all those things. You seem like kind of a prototype of what we might expect other businesses to experience who may be gravitating, as you had said, becoming a magnet of sorts that we'll be for marine research. So where did you begin to branch into the economic development sphere with Carolyn Bauman and start thinking? Was it the NOAA thing? Was it all kind of, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, with the Technology Solutions Alliance, I realized that there were some areas we needed to grow. We need to have business courses that deal with technology, and I saw a huge potential there. So I got involved through that. I was able to join the Aquinabay Economic Foundation. I was invited to be part of that, which has been very insightful into the opportunities that can benefit our region. And then I was invited to an annual economic summit that Caroline Bauman hosts. Mm-hmm. And that exposed me to the opportunities. And then, as I said, Leadership Lincoln made me aware of the needs. From there, it was just jumping in. The water's there, and I'm ready to jump in. So I just hopped in and said, let me, I've got some knowledge in technology. Maybe I can help bring that knowledge, and my knowledge in business, too, bring that to help benefit our community.
This brief history here, has led to you being named the Small Business Person of the Year. But you had told me that that was in part to the testimony you had at the legislature. What led you to the legislature? Can you give us some background there?
Several years ago, legislature was looking at saving money, basically. And one thing on the table was to cut the funding for the small business development centers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was asked by Guy and Ron to go give testimony to the House Ways and Means Committee for our state legislature up in Lincoln City. So I prepared my two-minute talk and kept it to 1 minute and 56 seconds.
Nice.
And so I had 4 seconds extra. And I went up and gave my testimony explaining the value of SBDCs and how they've already benefited our community and its businesses. Well, the interesting thing was several months later, I got a call from Dave Miller at OPB, Oregon Public Broadcasting's mm-hmm. Think Out Loud program, saying, hey, I've just talked to the head of the House Ways and Means Committee and asked him, you went all over the state asking for input. Did it have any effect? And he says, yeah, there was some guy who had a small business. We went to Lincoln City, and he talked about the value of small business development centers. He said it really made sense. And so we restored $1 million into the budget to support the SBDCs. And he said, so what do you have to say about that? And I said, wow, that's exciting. But that's when that was kind of a turning point for me, Casey. That's when I realized in a community such as this and in a state such as Oregon, we really can have a positive effect to help our community. And, you know, when you think about helping a business grow like mine, I'm finding that if I help the community to be successful, then my business will be successful. So I think we talk about bringing small businesses to the area. What's really nice is if we can get small businesses that are engaged with making our community better. To the extent we do that, everyone will be benefited, I think.
With Lincoln County Connections, we're talking to John Lavrakis. He's the owner of Advanced Research Corporation and does so many other things in the community around technology, small businesses, and on and on. So, John, maybe we should get into the Aquinnah Bay Ocean Observing Initiative. And can you tie this in for us in the larger Ocean Observatories Initiative? What is this?
Well, the thing to know is that 3 years ago, a group of people, partly sponsored by the Aquinnah Bay Economic Foundation, but also the Port of Newport, the county, Lincoln County itself, and Hatfield Marine Science Center, and this was led by Dr. George Bollard, who's director there,
mm-hmm.
Put together a strategic framework for establishing Newport as a hub for ocean observing in the Pacific Northwest. We all know about Woods Hole back east and Scripps down south, but what if the nation looked at Newport also as a key hub for our nation and its ocean research? So that was the work they did. They established a strategic framework for it. And now what we're doing is we're carrying forward this initiative. It's interesting, the framework, believe it or not, put into it the idea of bringing the NOAA Pacific Fleet to Newport. And so we can check that one off that they accomplished that.
They've,
also, so that activity is going to that's taking place here. We're going to have vessels coming in and out of Newport that'll be doing scientific research throughout the whole Pacific. Another activity happening is the National Science Foundation is building, they're putting in hundreds of millions of dollars into a set of arrays around the world to collect data. And when I say an array, I mean a set of observatories that'll be located on the ocean floor and at the top of the water column and throughout the water column. That'll devices will go up and down through the water column collecting sea surface temperature and salinity and all kinds of information about the ocean and have that available 24 hours a day to anyone that wants it.
So, and John, is this then very similar to, you know, a weather station that's gathering information about wind speed and barometer and temperature, but it's just in the ocean?
That's it. That's exactly it, Casey. It's a 24-hour ocean weather station, if you will.
And so we've literally got to, like, lay cable to these, you know, devices?
Yes. And, in fact, off our coast is a rather interesting area of the axial mount where there's a volcano there's a seismic activity and lava flow out there, and the observatory information will be out there collecting the data. The neat thing is all this information will be available not only to researchers but to children in schools throughout the nation. They're all going to be tuned into Newport and the data that's coming in. And this array is going to go right off the coast of Newport, also up in Grays Harbor, Washington. There'll be a couple of these arrays.
Does it just, come down to central, off the central coast and stop there, or is it run all along Oregon? Or
it's actually got a whole network of gliders. They're like airplanes in the ocean that'll be going back and forth collecting data as well. So we've got a variety of different sets of information. All this can be found on the LCTSA website. That's the Lincoln County Technology Solutions Alliance website. We've had talks in the past, and if you go to some of those under news and events, you'll see information about it. This initiative I've talked about, we're carrying forward. And as I say, it's being fostered by the Port of Newport, the Lincoln County itself, NOAA, mm-hmm. that's here in town, Hatfield Marine Science Center, and Business Oregon, the state of Oregon, is all supporting this effort. And we're going to work as a community to help develop an economic base for this ocean observing. It's not just about science. It's also about creating jobs and establishing businesses right here in our community.
So say I'm a local business or a local entrepreneur, someone who's just graduated college with an interest in marine science. Can you maybe describe to us how someone at this point in time might start to explore these possibilities to develop their business, hypothetically?
Well, the first thing, of course, in any operation like this is to get smart. It's to gather information. And so the News Times has had a number of articles on this. There's other sources of information in the community to learn more. There's events taking place and to read about these. Also to attend the events. Coming up on July 14th, the Yaquina Bay Ocean Observing Initiative is going to have a public meeting at the Hatfield Marine Science Center in their Hennings Auditorium. So it's on the 14th. It's a Thursday evening,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be at 7 p.m. And everyone is invited to come to that and learn more about what's going on. We're going to have George Bullard talk about the scientific opportunities, Dr. Gil Sylvia talk about economic opportunities, and we're going to invite people to give feedback, give us insights, their thoughts on things, and we're going to use that in working together as a community in determining how best to proceed to establish business opportunities and educational opportunities for people.
So we're really at this level of kind of a melting pot, and things are going to be emerging. It's just a real exciting time.
It is, and you're right. We're right at the beginning of all this. People think with NOAA coming, that's going to bring jobs. It will, but it's going to be indirect. There's going to be other businesses that are looking to relocate here. We already have companies such as a remotely piloted vehicle company that would do underwater exploration considering Newport, a company that builds underwater housing looking at Newport, another guy who does fishery information imaging looking at Newport. So it's pretty exciting to see small businesses looking at locating here.
And that's when you say we are becoming a magnet, or the strength of the magnet seems to be increasing, and mm-hmm. things are kind of getting sucked to the magnet. And I think part of this initiative is really a vision to carry out this vision of further establishing us as a hub.
Exactly. And if you want to learn more about the vision, that would be in this strategic framework document, and you can get this on the LCTSA website, lctsa.org. We'll have more information. We'll post there on, we're going to have a website for this whole initiative. And realize it's not just a single event. It's going to be going on over a number of years. So there'll be plenty of opportunity to learn more and to get involved.
Sounds like there are so many facets, but maybe we want to encourage people not to be overwhelmed. Follow the information that's coming out. Try to participate if you can. And when was that date again?
July 14th, 7 p.m. at the Hatfield Marine Science Center. And you can find out about it at lctsa.org.
So you'll keep posts there.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like the media has been following things pretty well, too. Are you
pretty
happy with the coverage?
Oh, yes.
So
it's
far?
Been excellent.
You have been as well to the county and discussed it with the Board of Commissioners. Are you also going to the city's meetings, for example, and things like that?
Exactly. We had a program for meeting. We've already met with the City of Newport Council, and we've met with the Port of Newport and the Port of Toledo. And so we're going to meet with groups. We met with the fishermen involved in natural energy, the FINE group, and making people aware of what's happening so that they don't just see this come out of the blue. This really is a community effort.
Right. And, of course, we want to, you know, the fishing community and the research community, all these things are, you know, trying to work together to be in harmony and, you know, make it good for everybody involved.
That's right. So everyone understands what's happening and has input into what's happening. The ocean is a place that's used by many different resources, and the more we understand and work together, the better it is for each one of us.
Okay. Well, John, we've got about a minute and a half left. I'd like to give you any final thoughts that you might have.
Oh, put me on the spot. Well, I'll tell you, this has been a wonderful community for my wife and myself. It's the people here are not only friendly, but are very caring about the community. And I know it's been hard sometimes for people to take care of their issues and have that work with other people's issues. But to the extent that we work together and help others be successful, then we'll be successful. I'm just really excited to be part of the community and all its exciting activities that are going on here.
Well, John, we appreciate you coming on the program. You can learn more about advanced research, I believe, by going to OregonARC.com. If you're interested in exploring more about or participating with the Lincoln County Technology Solutions Alliance, that's lctsa.org. That's another way for you to participate and learn more about all these things that are happening with marine technology and these developing ideas. As well, we have a link on Lincoln County's website to the Ocean Observing Initiative and more information that'll get you to some regional websites. And I think what I'll do is I'll include the Yaquina Bay Ocean Observing Initiative flyer that you have here and then links to lctsa.org there as well. So there's ways for you to get connected. And also, if you'd love to listen to this program at a future date, Bob King archives these at kcup.net. So thanks for listening today. Appreciate you coming on the program. And we'll talk to you soon, everyone. Have a great day.